sommer terwijl ik weer saam bid, toe besef ek dat op een manier staan ons vanochtend stil op dieselfde plek as waar ons juni maand na die schoolvakantie begin het. Weet jy of iemand kan onthou uit wat gedeelte uit ons gelees het? Ek het het eerst vanochtend, die Here moes het ook vir my wys, ek het het nie eintlik geweet nie. Wat ons gelees het die eerste sondag na die juni vakantie toe ons by mekaar was. En as ek reg onthou, ek mag verkeerd wees, het ons gelees uit Nehemia 1 uit, oor Nehemia wat nuus gekry het oor hoe swak dit gaan met die Jode in Jerusalem, hoe treurig het met hulle gaan, en hoe dit hom oorweldig het met 'n gevoel van berou en net 'n desperaatheid. En dat hy sê, hy het vir dae lank aan een gehuil oor die toestand van die mense in Jerusalem. En ek onthou nog dat ek gedeel het, een van die foute wat ek maak, as ek sien hoe die vyand besig is om houvas in areas te kry, dit raak my diep aan, maar ek doen nie wat Nehemia gedoen het, en dis om na God toe te draai, en te vas en te bid, en om te vra, hoe dat ons hierdie omstandighede van die mense in Jerusalem gaan verander. En eindelijk vanoggend is op precies op dieselfde plek. En vanoggend sit ek en jy, miskien vanoggend hier, en ons kyk terug na die reeks waar die Heer ons is, oor gesin, oor familie. En ek hoop, soos wat ons met dit aangegaan het, het ons besef dat gesin en familie en parenting meestal maar met myself te doen het, en eindelijk nie te doen het met iets anders nie. En daarom hoop ek dat het eindelijk 'n seisoen was van disipelskap vir elke persoon, ongeag waar hy staan ten opsigte van gesin en familie. Ek hoop om vanoggend net 'n paar kort woorde met julle te... So, ek het sommer vanoggend genoem Restoring Damage. Soos die WhatsApp, die kan ek hom lees van my foon af wat ek uitgestuur het in die week. En ek het net ervaar dat vanoggend se woord nie net oor familie of oor gesin gaan nie. Ek het ervaar, die Here praat sommer met my daaroor dat die vanoggend dalk mense is wat in baie meer areas as net gesin. So ek ervaar dalk dan van ons hier sit en ons kyk terug in ons lewe en ons sien die foute wat ons gemaak het langs die pad. Restoring damage, stepping from failure to restoration. What if I have messed up? En ek voel die Here sê vanoggend, dis van toepassing buitekant gesin ook. What if I have messed up? Is there any hope of restoration? Can I make right what I have done wrong? Or are my children, dit is nou vir ons gesin reeks, or are my children bound to reap the sour mistakes, sour fruit of my mistakes? Or am I myself going to reap the sour fruit of my own mistakes in the past? En moet ons opgee by dit, moet ons daai realiteite in die oë kyk en sê, that is it, dis waarby ons moet vrede maak. En ek hoop dat die woord wat die Here vanoggend vir my gegee het, vir ons help om te sê, nee, dit is nie waar nie, dit is nie waar ons hoef op te gee nie, dit is nie die toestand nie. En ek het in die week sommer bietjie by van ons ouer pare in die gemeente draai gemaak en met hulle gesels en van hulle gebel en gesê, sjoe, het was vir my so mooi hulle raad, so wys, ek wens hulle kon vanoggend die wees om die raad self vir julle te gee. Elkeen het toe reeds iets anders aan die gang en een van die manne sê vir my, iets wat hom partykeer help om moed te hou, is om te sê, niemand is perfek nie. Dit help om aan daai waarheid te kan sien, dat geen een van ons perfek is nie. Selfs ons wat dalk jonger is en dink, dit gaan eintlik goed, jy weet, ons het hierdie ding by die bil by die horings beet, om te weet, we're not perfect, none of us. Ek dink iets wat, ek het nou die notas daar gemaak, so ek hoop ek onthou hulle uit my kop uit. So die een vrou sit by my, sy sê vir my, kinders is so vergewensgesind, dit moet enige iemand hoop gee. kinders wil so graag reconciliatie sien en herstel sien. God het ons die kinders so gemaak en daar moet daar vir ons hoop wees. Al is daar goed waarna ons terugkyk en ons dink, ek het dit gemis. Rina, jy was by gewees by party van die gesprekke. Ek dink iets waarmee ek ons allemaal wil aanmoedig. Ek weet nie of dit 'n aanmoediging is nie. It's truth, and truth does not always encourage. Nêrens in die woord is daar 'n geleentheid vir enige een van ons, en dit is nou van 14-jariges tot 80-jariges vir oggend hierso. Nêrens in die woord is daar 'n geleentheid vir jou om eendag voor God te staan en te sê, dis iemand anders se skuld nie. And that's a hard truth sometimes to swallow. But that's what the Bible teaches. And there's a reason why he teaches it. Nie een van ons as ouer persone wat hier sit kan sê, this is the way I am because of my dad or because of my mom, my circumstances, the absence of them or not, their presence, but present being in a negative way. None of us will be able to stand and say, this is the reason. Are we okay with that? Because I think it's an important thing to say, I am. That is the truth from the word. Thank you, Ivan. So, vir julle jong ouens wat nog, julle ouers in die, julle nog by julle ouers in die huis is, the earlier we know this, the better. You will not be able to stand before God. Why is that? It's so hard. It's a very hard truth. But why does the Bible say that? Because, and we're going to read that, God is greater than all the circumstances you can name. That's the reason why. There is hope with God. None of your circumstances is too great for God to change. And if that's the only thing you take away this morning, and that, I want to say, is true for us as parents as well. Yes, I've made mistakes. Yes, I've messed up. Yes, I'm looking at the sour fruit in the lives of my children. And how many times the word says, but God. And I want to encourage us this morning, in any situation, there could be a but God. But God. How many times through the word God says to people, get up. And in a way this morning, I think for me, in my personal life, I want to read a scripture from Mark. I think it's Mark 10. For so many times I've been sitting along the road. I remember you had a testimony of that once, Corinne, sitting on the bench in the shade, waiting for something to happen. And how God called you to get up. And I believe this morning God wants to say to all of us, and I'm the last one, I've been sitting on that bench sometimes for 10 years. 10 years in self-pity, no hope. It's not going to change. This is it. But God wants to say to you, get up. Get up. Come to me with wherever you are. And I, someone gave me a CD. At first I thought, where am I going to play this CD? I don't have anything to play a CD with anymore. He asked, doesn't your car have something? I said, oh yes, I forgot. So I want to put up this picture. And it's a story of a Frenchman. Hy het 'n interessante story. Ek weet nie hoe hy dit reggekry het. Dalk kan een van julle gaan oplees. Hy was blykbaar 43, retired. En hy kry toe lus om uit Frankryk uit met sy Citroen in die Sahara Desert in Marokko in te ry. So het hy aanvanklik op die pad gehou en later was het vervelig gewees en hy dink hy moet 'n bietjie off-road ry. En wat met hom gebeur is, hy verdwaal in die desert en hy ry ergens in 'n klip of 'n sloot in en die hele kar se front suspension breek af. En hy stak. So met sy kaart en goed probeer hy uitvind hoe ver is hy van die naaste beskawing af en hoe lank gaan sy voorrade hou. And he had to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to try and reach civilization or I'm going to sit and wait? En uit sy kaart uit sien hy dat die pad is te ver, he won't make it by foot. I'll have to make another plan. En ek het moes nou 'n foto gebring het van die tools wat hy by is. Ivan sal nou waardering daarvoor hê. die lappie is so groot waarop 'n saag en 'n shifting spanner en ek weet nie wat nog lê nie, 'n paar sleutels. En vir ons in op een of ander manier besluit hy, I'm going to rebuild this old citroen. En hy het die dop afgehaal en hy het vir 12 dae daar agter in die dop gebly. Dit was sy huis gewees. And he built this motorbike from the citroen. And he reached civilization on this motorbike. En ek dink baie keer onthou as ek 'n stories beter as ander goed. Ek wil jou vanoggend aanmoedig, wherever you find yourself with God, there is enough to reach the end. Don't sit and wait. Don't give up. I sometimes carry on, but I carry on without hope. I just carry on. Not having an expectation that God will change something. I just let it be. Ek kan dit baie keer lank reg kry. That's useless. That's not faith. That's not fellowship with God. So I do two things. Sometimes I just sit. And I sit. And I have self-pity. I've done it previously in my life. As I've said, for 10 years. Sometimes I still do it. For weeks or days. Hopefully never again for 10 years. And then sometimes, I would just carry on. I'll just, whatever. I don't mind. Let it be. And that's also not where God is calling us. God is calling us to Him. Because He's a restorer. He's got the anointing to change what is damaged. And maybe sometimes if along the way you get discouraged, search it on the internet, put the picture of the motorbike up. Just a funny side of the story. The moment the engaged police, they find him because his papers and the vehicle was not the same. So, could probably make a sermon of that because the way you go through life is not acceptable for those around you and they want to find you. And, but God has made a new way from what is left so that you can carry on your journey. So kom ons maak oop at Mark 10. And I want to read from Mark 10. And terwyl ons soek na Markus 10, you may sit here this morning and maybe get offended at me or you came offended. And you can, the enemy wants you to say, but you don't understand my circumstances. You don't know where I find myself. You just don't understand. And it may be true, but I want to encourage you, isn't the picture you have of God too small? And I want you to see God for who He is. Let's read from Mark. I've got Mark 10, verse 46. I'm reading from the Afrikaans. Jesus en sy disippels, was nog mense saam met hulle. So het hulle Jericho bereik. Later toe Jesus en sy disippels vergesel van 'n groot skare Jericho verlaat, het 'n blinde bedelaar met die naam Bartimeus, die seun van Timeus, langs die pad gesit. Toe hy hoor dat dit Jesus van Nazareth is, het hy begin uitroep, Jesus, seun van Dawid, ontferm u tog oor my. Baie mense het hom toe aangespreek en gesê, hy moet stil bly, maar hy het net harder aanhou roep, seun van Dawid, ontferm u tog oor my. Jesus het toe gaan staan en gesê, roep hom. Hulle roep toe die blinde en sê vir hom, wees bly, staan op, Jesus roep jou. Hy het sy bokkleed een kant gegooi, opgespring en na Jesus toe gekom. In vers 51 vra Jesus vir hom, wat wil jy hê, moet ek vir jou doen, het Jesus gevra. Hy het gesê oor leermeester, dat hy kan sien. Toe het Jesus vir hom gesê, gaan maar, omdat jy so vas geglo het, het jy gesond geword. Dadelik kon hy sien, en hy het op die pad agter Jesus aangegaan. Gaan nou 'n paar goed uit hierdie skrifgedeelte uithaal, toe ek in die week begin om te soek, en dis nie net in hierdie week nie, wat ek besef hoe dat die tema oor parenting vir baie van ons ouens in die gemeente is moeilik. Dis 'n moeilike tyd. Dis taaf, want ons het goed gemis. En om week na week te luister en te besef, ek mis dit of ek het dit gemis, is moeilik. Ek het iemand wat ek leer ken het, wat dieselfde oorgekom het, hy het alles gemis, alles. En hy sien die suur vrugte daarvan agter hom lê en saam met hom en langs hom stap. Maar ek sien hom min en ons gee toe vir hom 'n boek om te lees. The World Needs a Father. En ek kry 'n e-pos van hom en hy het my eintlik aan die dink gesit, is Here, help ons met persone wat so stoei met die seer van die verlede. Want hy sit ver hier vanaf. En hy is amper depressief, soos wat hy die boek lees, as gevolg van dit wat hy nie gedoen het nie. En hy besef wat 'n groot rol het hy gespeel in die vorming van sy gesin rondom hom, waarvan hy 'n groot deel verloor het. En ek begin in die Bybel soek, waar kry ons hoop vir hierdie omstandighede? En ek begin by Dawid, want Dawid is man na God se hart. Maar Dawid se seuns, hulle lyk het my het alles gedoen wat verkeerd was. Die een het teen sy eie pa oorlog gemaak en gesterf. Hoe teleurstellend moes dit vir Dawid gewees het. Die ander een het gelyk of hy alles het wat dit vat om die koninkryk van God te vestig vir Israel. En hy die pad byster gemaak met sy leefstyl. Maar Dawid was 'n man na God se hart. En die eerste eienskap wat ek in Dawid se lewe sien is, ek behoort vir ons almal uit te staan as ons na Dawid kyk, is Dawid het twee goed gehad wat vir my uitstaan is. Dawid het altyd op God vertrou. Hy het nooit opgegee om op God te vertrou nie. In sy swakste en sy slegste plekke in sy lewe het hy bly uitroep na God toe. Sê, God, sien jy dan nie wat aangaan nie? Kyk waar bevind ek my. En tweedens was Dawid altyd gewillig om te repent. Vir Dawid lyk dit my, het dit maklik gekom om te sê, God, I'm sorry. Ek is jammer, ek het gefouteer. En ek wil so 'n paar vergelykings trek uit hierdie gedeelte uit wat ons gelees het. Vanoggend sit jy dalk langs die pad, en almal van ons wat hier sit weet dat Jesus is tot ons elkeen se beskikking. Jesus stap saam in jou, rondom jou, in ander mense saam met jou. Jesus is met jou. En ek wil jou aanmoedig om soos die blinde Bartimeus uit te roep na God toe. Ek wil hê jy moet uitroep na hom toe. Ek wil hê jy moet jou omring met mense wat sê, kom, hoor jy God roep jou nader. Dit is vir my so mooi hierdie, wat hulle sê is, kom, hoor jy, hy roep jou, kom. En vanoggend se diens sê, op watter plek jy jou ook al bevind, hoor jy dat God jou roep. Hoor hy dat hy jou nader nooi na hom toe. God is a God of second chances. Jo, maar soos ek oplees, daar is iets beter as tweede kanse. Wat is dit? Want 'n tweede kans, as ek 'n tweede kans kry, dink ek, nou hierdie keer moet ek dit reg kry, anders gaan ek dit weer verloor, weer blaas. Daar's iets beter as tweede kanse. With God, what is that? Want ek en jy wat vanoggend hier sit en na enige situasie terugkyk en sê, I've missed it. If you get a second chance, do we agree we're going to miss some of it again? We might be better. So what is our hope then? And I want to take us to that, it's the grace of God. En ek wil ons vanoggend uitnooi om in elke omstandighede yes, take the second chances God gives us. But we actually rely on the grace of God to fill up where I don't make it. That's what Jesus did for us. And I want to encourage you to cling to that. Say, Jesus, please. I know I'm not good enough as a father. Not my second, not my third, not my fourth time. I need your grace. En is iets wat ons sien in hierdie man, wat aangeroep het, en toe hy hoor dat Jesus hom nader roep, hy staan daar, staan op, want Jesus roep jou, en is vir my sy reaksie was so mooi gewees, and I sometimes find my not doing this. Verse 50, I think. Hy het sy boekleed een kant toe gegooi, opgespring, en na Jesus toe gekom. En ek wil jou aanmoedig, om soos die blinde op te spring. Ek wil jou aanmoedig om die gewig van die verlede een kant toe te gooi. Die kleed, ons weet in die Bybelse tyd praat 'n kleed van jou identiteit. En vanoggend sit jy dalk die met die identiteit van die failure wat jy in die gesig staar. And God wants you this morning to throw it aside. Whether it's business, whether it's relationships, whether it's your marriage, whatever it is that lies in the past, that is a failure. God wants you to throw that identity aside and come to Him. Not because the second time you'll be perfect, but because God's grace will help you in that. And this morning I just want to read it to you. God asks you, what do you want me to do for you? And this is now what I felt when I prepared, so I'm going to give that to you. And you hear how the Spirit speak to you. So what ek ervaar is that you will not ask God for the outcome. You will ask God to help you. Let's take it to parenting. This morning, if I have to react to that, say, God, I leave my children in your hands. We started this service to say it's the sovereign work of God that brings them to Him. But Lord, help me to represent you well. Help me to be humble. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be wise. Help me to be emotionally engaged with my children. Help me, Lord, to restore relationship. I hope that through me, and through you changing me, you will get to the sour fruit that I'm looking at. So ek wil net weer sê, so dis wat ek ervaar het, if you interpret it differently and God speaks to you differently, take that and ask Him, Lord, I want my son to be saved, please. This is what I'm coming to you to for this morning. Dit is wat ek wil hê God moet vir my doen. So iets wat ek ervaar het terwyl ek voorberei het, wys die Heilige Gees vir my as dit oor gesinne gaan. We want restoration here, but some of us here hou nog steeds in iets teen ons eie ouers. And I believe this morning God is calling you to set them free, to forgive them completely. Don't blame your parents for the way you are struggling with your own children. I believe God is saying just that. Don't. Yes, your parents didn't do what they were supposed to do. But you know that in the grace of God, you have come to God. Through the grace of God, you can. And I believe, you read science, and science says if it didn't happen at 6, it can never happen again. I don't think that counts God in. That's in the natural. But I want to say this morning, I believe God can. Whether it's at 60, or at 6, He can. And I want us to walk in that grace and walk in that faith. So the one thing I believe God showed me is that ons nog met onvergewensgesindheid in ons ouers stap. But not only onvergewensgesindheid, our own ability is because I did not receive. So there's something else. It's because I didn't receive it, I cannot. It's not true. Walk away from that lie. I also believe that that God showed me there's this unity between husband and wife in this struggle. So the enemy is not only winning parenting, he's winning in our marriages as well. So if that's you, that's one of the keys I believe God wants to give you. Forgive your parents. Don't believe the lie because you didn't receive it. You can't. It's not true. Through God, you can. Make sure there's unity in the way forward between you and your wife. Don't allow the enemy to come in there. Yeah, winning a second time. I can't remember. I think that's what three things that I believe God showed me is part of the weight we are pulling along. So I want to say this morning, take heart, get up, and call out to God. Ran to Him. I think true repentance, no more blaming, no more self-pity, the courage to ask forgiveness where it is needed. If it is your son or your daughter, maybe you have done it. If you haven't done it, do it. Ask for forgiveness. Be specific. Say, I haven't done this, I am sorry. I know any grace you have for me is grace. You're not under no obligation to give it to me. I'm asking it of you. Can you give me a chance to speak into your life and to journey with you again? I think for all of us on this journey of parenting, journey together with other people you trust that can speak into your life. Don't do it on your own. Don't struggle it with it on your own. It's tough. It's tough, but journey and be accountable to other people. Carmen, maybe just one. I thought that was the first. So what I'm trusting God for this morning is the start of a new season. In this story, Bartimaeus was healed instantly. It's not what I believe God wants to do this morning. Just one other story I want to share maybe before I get to us reacting to this word. I sit with one mom and dad. I have asked him how old he is, but I can't remember. And there was very little good between him and his son. And they told this testimony. It was so beautiful for me to hear. Years ago, they did encounter 3 years in the church. It's one of our discipleship courses. And after that, they realized they have neglected their son. And the father and the mother made an appointment with him. He was about in his 30s, and they went to see him. And God did something like He did for Bartimaeus in that meeting, in that one meeting. It's the day many years later, and the father's son is like this. Like this. God has restored everything. And that's why I say, science may say, if it doesn't happen at 6, it can't. But with God, it's not true. And maybe God does it in an instant, and sometimes it takes years to restore what was damaged. The question is whether we will keep on with an expectation and faith and closeness to God until restoration comes. I think sometimes for me, one principle in life is I'm getting less and less to a point where I want specific outcomes in life. In a way, the word teaches, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But one thing that is for me more and more important is that the input in life would be what God wants. And leave the outcome in Him and the rest. I'm not always in control of the outcome. But I can trust God to live with an input, a godly input into situations. So I remember last time we were in Malawi, maybe the last thing, and I want to encourage parents with this, that is looking at the fruit that they don't like, and or maybe in a business or a relationship. We met with Johan van der Ham, and we were talking about missions and what. He's been 18 years, I think 19 or 20 now, in Malawi. And he said one thing to me that he blessed me so much with this. He said, the only measurement of success in missions is were you obedient. Don't measure the fruit. And in a way, I want to encourage us by the same thing. From today forward, Lord, help me to be obedient. Help me to live with godly input. I trust you with the outcome. It takes all the pressure away. It takes my control over a situation in a way. And it draws me closer to God because I need to trust him. God, you have to produce that outcome. I cannot. I can only be obey to what you tell me. So what I felt God wants us to do this morning, we're going to use communion to celebrate with communion, God. So what I wanted the worship team to come forward. And I want anyone that this morning is sitting here with guilt, shame. Help me. Shame, guilt, fruit of the past. And you want to throw that cloak this morning. I want to invite you to come and receive communion in front. And the rest of us stay and just where we are. We will use communion, all of us together. But as an act of God, I am responding to your call this morning for this specific situation. I'm responding on your call, on your invitation to come. I'm coming this morning, Lord, for the start of this new season. I'm not going to walk in shame. I'm not going to walk with guilt. Jesus came to set us free, that we will not be guilty of the sins we have done. We are free from that. It is the enemy that keeps us guilty, not God. So we're living under those lies. And I want to invite you, can I just see who's going to serve the communion this morning for us? So thank you, Andries. You can maybe bring it for us. And then just give a few moments as we speak to God. If you want to come and stand in the front, I know that's maybe it's tough for you. I believe this is what God wants this morning. As we stand before, we will just have conversation with God concerning the specifics of your situation. And your response is to God's question to you, what do you want me to do? So let's start praying. Let's give chance in the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
Vader, vanoggend as ons voor U stil word, Here, om saam nagmaal te herdenk en te gebruik. So, Here, weet ons dat ons in heilige oomblikke voor U staan. Here, ons weet dat teleurstelling, foute, shame, guilt, Here, in 'n sekere sin ook heilige grond is vir elkeen wat dit ervaar. Maar vanoggend weet ons, Here, dat U bloed het daarvoor betaal. Ons weet, Here, dat U bloed nie net betaal het om het te vergewe en te verwyder nie, maar dat daar oor 'n krag deur die opstanding gekom het, sodat daar oorwinning kan wees, Here. En vanoggend, Here, wil ons as 'n skare gelowiges, saam met die wat in die hemel toekyk vanoggend, rondom elkeen staan, wat reageer op U uitroep en U uitnodiging wat sê, wat kan ek vir jou doen? Here, ons wil sê, soos in Romeine 12 vers 1, met so magtige skare toeskouers rondom ons, om ons in die wedloop van die geloof dop te hou, kom ons stroop ons alles af wat ons spoed kan vertraag. Kom ons hardloop met volharding op die baan wat voor ons uitgestrek lê, ons oë vasgenaal op Jesus, die voorganger en voleinder van ons geloofswedloop. Vers 12 sê, versterk daarom daardie hande wat slap geword het en die knieë wat knak en maak julle hardloopbane reguit. Dan sal die lam ledemate nie ingeë nie, maar eerder meet beter word. Lord, thank you this morning that we know as we draw close to you, you will draw close to us. And Father, we declare from this morning onwards that we will be aware of the enemy's lies, Father, to pull us back into the old seasons of life. This morning we say thank you that you are inviting us to a new season, Lord. And thank you, Father, that looking at the fruit of the old seasons will not discourage us, but it will turn us to you in prayer and fasting and in faith and hope that you are anointed and a restorer of the past. Father, I pray that you will help us to throw off that old cloak, that identity of lies and shame and mistakes of the past. In Jesus' name. We know, Lord, only you can do that. Only you can come this morning as we eat the bread to strengthen us. Only you can come and change our minds. I'm thinking of Romans 12, 1 and 2 that say, think not according to the world, according to the lies the enemy gives of the old seasons, but think according to what I have promised. And Lord, this morning, we want you to shower your grace upon grace, upon grace over everyone, Lord. I pray that this morning we will leave here with the soft yoke that you have promised in Matthew 11. Easy. Thank you, Father, that we can trust you with our situations. We acknowledge this morning that we are not able to fix it. We are not able to redeem it. But you can. Enable us to bear our cross and to keep on following you. In Jesus' name, let us eat together. Vader, dankie dat u bloed ons elkeen skoon gewas het. Lord, thank you this morning that we stand and that we can be free before you. Father, we enter into your throne room this morning and in our prayer time and daily, Lord, not because of our own righteousness. We enter into your throne room because your Son has set us free. And Lord, we can add nothing to that. I pray for that truth to settle in our hearts this morning. I pray for that truth to renew our minds this morning, that we will enter freely with our brokenness, with our mistakes. Thank you that we are forgiven. Thank you that we stand before your throne because of your Son, and that nothing can change that. As we drink together this morning, Father, I pray that you will clear us of that weight of sin that the enemy wants us to carry with us. Let us drink together. Ons Vader, elkeen van ons hierdie week beskerm. Mag u ons beskerm teen die leuns van die vyand. Mag u ons bemoedig. Mag u ons nederig van hart maak. Mag hy ons blymoedig maak en ons versterk in geloof dat ons mekaar beter kan lief hê. Vader, ons loof en ons prys U naam. Dankie vir vanoggend dat U ons kom ontmoet het en dat U saam met ons wil uitstap om U naam te verheerlik. Dankie Here vir 'n stuk vrede wat U vir ons vanoggend gee. Dankie dat wanneer ons in die week of in die December wat voorlê, Here, in van hierdie moeilike situasies gaan instap, Here, dat U teenwoordigheid en U liefde en U vrede en U nederigheid ons daar sal indra om lig en sout te wees in Jesus se naam. Amen.